The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 12 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Dub.
Hey, Dub.
Hi, Dub.
I'm a grateful son of God who was a full-blown drug addict and a real alcoholic. I've been punched in the guts 11 times, and they're still the two best to go. So, I mean, there's just so much love and compassion in this circle. I have felt the embrace of my brother Jesus Christ with every person that's shared here tonight. And you have no idea how your countenance changes when you're talking about our Lord and Master. And it started with Knucklehead Robert. And it just continued all the way around. And that makes me so humble. And that's a good thing for me, because there's still an arrogant Dub living inside me, and he shows up way too often. So everybody in this circle has my permission, if they see the arrogant Dub to come out, please just come up and punch me. Because I don't like him. I don't like him at all, but he does sneak up there. And I pray like a banshee every day. I have a study period. I do everything I can to keep him calm. But he keeps sneaking back. It's like the first time I did 6 and 7 and asked the Lord to take all of these weaknesses, character defects. I had no idea they were going to come back. I thought you'd give them the saving, you're done with them. But that's the joy of this program. And I'm going to tell you, I've been 12-stepped right here 12 weeks in a row. Because you guys have carried your individual message to my heart. And I will take that with me from this meeting tonight. And there's been several people that have already mentioned it. But being the old wise one, I feel like I better mention it myself, that this is not the end of step 12. That it's just like a bottle of shampoo. You have to rinse and repeat. So we start repeating tomorrow. I love you guys. I can't tell you how much I've learned from each of you. There are some special people in this room, and I'm so grateful to have been part of this. And if this old knucklehead right here can touch one person out there, it'll be a serendipity blessing. And that's my nickname in this program, is Serendipity Dub. Because I believe in them. They come every day for me, because I pray like a banshee until they come. I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you, Dub.
The full episode for Step 12 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.